Welcome to I Caught It on Audio. This is This Song Good episode 92. Red Fang Wires.
Welcome to I Caught It on Audio. Today we're going to be doing our Is This Song Good series, and we've got a new theme. We're calling it First Impressions. Basically what we're doing is we're each listening to a song for the first time, and then we're going to immediately talk about it. So we just listened to the song Wires by Red Fang. Zach, why don't you tell us what you thought?
This was something that I actually found through a Reddit post. Somebody was saying that they wanted, you know, some recommendations for songs of bands that were less well known. And so I wanted to see what was going on with this. And so that was kind of where this came from. The way it was sold in the post was that it's sort of like stoner rock, kind of like Clutch a little bit, which I've always been a fan of Clutch.
Yeah, definitely had a Clutch feel to it.
Yeah, I got that sense. I also kind of, maybe even a little bit of Queens of the Stone Age. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, you know, it had sort of like the droney guitars, the kind of chugging a little bit. I liked how it was sort of sparse at the beginning, and then it kind of kept building sort of throughout. The lyrics didn't really impress me that much, although there was one line that was right near the beginning, cracking open skulls like cans of beans on Christmas Eve. Mm. It was sort of like a background vocal part that and I was reading through the lyrics at the same time, and I was like, oh, what kind of Christmas Eves are you having?
well, aren't you so smart to read the lyrics?
Yeah, I'm one of those weirdos. I thought it was kind of interesting. I really liked the bridge part. There was a bridge part sort of in the, you know, second
3:45, I think.
Yes,
was when that riff came in. Yep.
Yeah,
I noted that too.
That was really impressive to me. Overall, I'm not super sold on this band just from this one song, but I would like to hear more from them and see what else they can do. Dan, what did you think of that?
Yeah, the bands I wrote down as I was listening that it made me think of were Queens of the Stone Age, Clutch, and Mastodon.
Yep.
I like the sort of kind of a classic rock feel, but a little extra muddy and dissonant,
sludgy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sludgy. I wrote down some adjectives like droney and lumbering and ponderous, and also driving at the same time. I also liked that switch up when at just before the 4 minute mark, when the riff kind of did a little inversion and then we came back to it. And I kind of liked the cacophonous ending, the sort of, you know, kind of a higher, you know, guitar part over top of the sort of embellished riff. I liked this, and I think it could grow on me, but, you know, after the first listen, I thought, oh, this is pretty cool. It's basically my feel. Did not read the lyrics. I don't usually look at the lyrics at first. I want the music to sort of be the first thing I react to when I'm listening to something new, and then eventually I might check out the lyrics when they start to sort of leak into my brain, but I thought it was pretty good. Dave, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I'm right where you guys are on this. It was definitely reminiscent of Clutch and Queens of the Stone Age. And I think that is a compliment for most bands that are trying to make music like this. I really liked there was a high pitch. I don't know if it was a keyboard or maybe a xylophone or something high pitched in there that kind of cut through midway through the song.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that too.
And just kind of broke up the sludge a lot. And I really, really liked that. It was interesting that it, listening to it in headphones, I don't know if you guys were also, but
yes,
yeah, everything was in the left channel to start, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've had to double check that everything was plugged in correctly while that was going on, just because I'm paranoid about that. But
I thought my headphones were broken as well.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
crap. I like the I like it when bands mix things in more stereo. It's kind of like an older way of doing it, but I enjoy it.
But once the rest of it came in, kicked in, like after, I don't know, it was like 30 seconds, 45 seconds, something like that, then it was like full stereo spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of, there's a Green Day song on Dookie where it starts off really low. And then, you know, you're sitting there listening to it and you just, I'm like, well, I can't hear this. And you know, they did it deliberately so that you're going to turn it up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 30 seconds hits and then they just wail on the guitars and the drums come in, and you know, then you're getting blasted, and it's the way the song's meant to be listened to, obviously.
Right. Yeah. But they tricked a bunch of people to turning it way up.
They still trick me 25 years later. It's 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm driving Jack to school. Why is this so quiet?
I gotta turn this off.
So it kind of reminded me of that, where I thought there was something wrong, so I was trying to fix it, and so I thought that was, I liked that. But yeah, no, good song. Definitely gave it a thumbs up already after one listen, which I don't often do, but I'd like to see where this one, what this one does to my algorithm. Is this song good?
I'd say yeah.
Yeah, I'd say yeah too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After one listen.
I would too, definitely. So good work on that one, finding that one. Reddit.
Yep.
So
Reddit solves all your problems.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Reddit. Tell us what you think on this in the comments. You can also post this video, this podcast, to Reddit if you'd like to do that. And if you want more content like this, you can find everything we've done at 64tacos.com. And thanks for listening.
I caught it on audio.